This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I appreciate having that combine on TV. Boy, that'll get you right there in the studio. Somebody just ran a 4.3 from Iowa State. There you go, right there. Yeah, man. People making that cash. As we know, it don't always matter. That 4.61 last year that Kamari Lassiter ran, and he was able to play on the play on the field, have a little football speed out there. So combine all week. D-backs are running now. Should be good. But a little bit later on, 3:40, stay tuned with us. We will head out to West Palm Beach, and this is one I can't wait. Seth, Sean, we'll talk to them and see exactly what they saw watching Altuve today. Now, he was in left field, and he played six innings out there. Ball didn't touch him. Ball didn't come his way. Not one of them. Not a single one. He didn't even get to get over there to field a single.
I thought for sure he'd find him.
I mean, I can't. It's six innings. Hell yeah. I think Captain Joe tried to keep him out there to at least let it get to him. But there
really,
was,
really happy.
There was nothing that came his way. Literally nothing at all that came his way in six innings. Now, maybe those guys will let us know that maybe some foul balls that he had opportunities for running, but there was nothing that came to him. But I got to be honest with you. As I said before, leading into this, I understand. I've accepted. Like, he is going to be the left fielder. I understand that is the plan.
And
this is day one of many starts. I got to be honest, and I was telling Tyler this when I came in. If I'm honest, my biggest issue with Altuve in left field is he just don't look right. It just don't look right out there. And I know that's not fair. I don't know that I've ever seen anybody that looks like him play baseball and play in a corner outfield position. Now, granted, I don't know how many people that play baseball look like him anyway, but but like it just, when I, and it happened again. I've watched videos today of him running out there and running a position, and it just didn't look right. Him warming up with the guy in the outfield, it just didn't look right. I think that is my biggest hang-up, Clint, is he just does not look comfortable, look right to me out there in left field. And that is like, people talk about the arm, and yeah, that's something, but that's probably the biggest thing for me that's the hiccup is I look out there, that don't look like no outfield.
Yeah, that from jump, when they first started talking about it, one, I didn't think there was any chance in hell we'd see it, but here we are seeing it, and it is real as real gets. But number two, I thought, boy, I just can't picture him in the outfield, and the arm strength. Those two things were the look and the arm strength. I was just like, I just can't see it. Well, it's real, and it looks a little. I can't tell for me if it's.
Did you watch him run out there?
Yeah. I've seen some of the videos of him of it. Like I don't know if it's because it's Altuve, and I just can't believe Altuve's jogging out to left field. And warming up in left field, like that Altuve out there, or is it that just the little fella out there running around with that action is it that? I think for me it's more Altuve. I'm just so used to seeing him go to one place and one bag only, and it's second. So, we'll see. He got by today. He damn sure got out there today and just got to experience that weather and that high sky and the field dimensions that Joe Espada were talking about. So
there was some hit to center. I wonder if he ran over there, thought about running over there and
back up old Jake.
Oh, you're right. I bet he backed his ass up. I bet he did. Someone texted in, been hearing that his whole career. Yeah, I feel like this one is a bit different than the playing second base thing. Like, I feel like this is just, and I mean, yes, he is hurt. He is too small his whole career. Because I'll just say this. Ultimately, Clint, I think he is going to be adequate. I would be surprised if it's a train wreck. I think obviously it may be on the table, but I'd be surprised if it's a train wreck. I think he'll go and make the vast majority of plays that he should make.
Yeah.
Right? I don't think that you could probably, think that he's going to make a lot of plays outside of the scope that he should. But that's just the thing to me. It just looks funky. But I don't, ultimately, I think he will be good enough out there. I think he'll catch balls coming to him.
Oh, I think he'll be more than adequate. He'll be fine. I mean, look at the guys that we've rolled out in left field and right field with Tucker hurt last year. I mean, Altuve will absolutely be fine. To me, I'm anxious to see if the speed translates to the outfield. I mean, there's clearly a little different gear there speed wise, even at his older age. I'm anxious to see in the outfield, does it translate to those longer distances? What does that look like? The arm is going to leave a lot to be desired, just like Jake Myers, just like Chaz McCormick. I mean, the arm, I think, is going to leave a lot to be desired. We can sit around and talk about, well, it's adequate to get the job done, won't be a problem, but it's going to leave a lot to be desired. I'm more excited about just flat seeing the wheels out there and seeing if it translates.
Somebody text in. I just know I'm going to get frustrated seeing balls hit high that I know are automatic doubles.
Balls hit high that
because he's not going to jump to go get. He's not. It's over his head. He's not going to jump to go get.
Oh,
yeah.
It's not ideal.
Yeah, it's good. Playing off the wall.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, what are we talking about? 3 inches here.
Playing off the wall, but I mean, yeah, I think by the time it's over, you're right. I don't think it'll be that far away from what like Jordan brought to the table. Now, except for the arm part. But I think it'll be, again, just like I felt at second base, I don't think by the end of it we'll be like, I'll be surprised if by the end of it we're like, man, he just absolutely is killing the Astros out there. Like, that's a play that anybody would make that he missed. I don't think it'll be that. All right. Nick Caserio again talking about CJ Stroud and his offseason.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.